With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hunter Biden's daughter testifies at his federal gun trial.
Hunter Biden's defense attorney called Naomi Biden, Hunter's daughter, to the stand in his federal gun trial. Attorney Abby Lowell began calling witnesses after federal prosecutors wrapped up their gun case. They say the president's son lied on a mandatory gun purchase form when he said he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty. Lowell has said he did not believe he had a serious drug problem at the time of the gun purchase and that there was no attempt to deceive anyone. Jurors were sent home and they'll be returning next week. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Hunter's lawyers were not pleased with his daughter's testimony. A Minnesota jury convicts five Somali Muslim immigrants for their participation in a massive scheme to defraud the government of $250 million earmarked for a Hungry Children's Fund. Two jurors were dismissed after attempts were made to bribe each of them with $120,000. This is the first case in the charges against around 60 Somalis. Also at SRNnews.com, the FBI is releasing files about O.J. Simpson and the deaths of his ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ron Goldman. Simpson was accused and later acquitted of murdering Brown and Goldman in the 90s, although speculation about his involvement has continued. Friday, the FBI released 475 pages of documents related to the investigation. We're learning more about a house explosion near the nation's capital.
Authorities say a man who died in the blast 6 months ago deliberately detonated gasoline canisters in his basement. Arlington County Police in Virginia say officers went to the home of 56-year-old James Yu on December 4th because he was firing a flare gun from the back of his duplex into a nearby schoolyard. Officers heard gunshots. The house then exploded. Officials say they will probably never know his specific motive. Jason Walker reporting.
This is SRN News. Southern Baptists have some decisions to make. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Messengers to this month's SBC convention in Indianapolis will vote on several resolutions, including one that would firmly state the denomination's support for Israel and its ongoing war with Hamas. Another resolution affirms parents as the primary stewards of their children's lives, teachers, doctors, or the state. SBC messengers will also vote on a resolution to denounce so-called Christian nationalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The abortion rate in Indiana has plummeted. LifeNews.com says the Indiana Department of Health's report for this year's first quarter shows a 98% decrease in abortions compared to a year earlier. Under the state's law, abortions are only allowed in very rare circumstances, such as saving the life of the mother. Indiana became the first state to ban abortion after the overturning of Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. There are new federal rules for mileage standards.
New federal rules by the Biden administration want new vehicles sold in the U.S. to average about 38 miles per gallon of gas in 2031. That's up from about 29 miles per gallon this year. According to requirements released by the National Highway Safety Administration, the final rule will increase fuel economy by 2% per year for model years 2027 to 2031 for passenger cars, while SUVs and other light trucks will increase by 2% per year for model years 2029 to 2031. I'm Shelley Adler.
Heat wave has been baking much of the West with triple-digit temperatures. Looks to continue over the weekend and into next week. Temperatures are forecast to reach their highest since last summer from parts of interior California into Oregon and the Rockies. More details at srnnews.com.